King Lear by William Shakespeare. Introduced by Richard Eyre.
A play that appears to be about everything can be daunting, but not the least of the marvels of King Lear lies in its accessibility. It's a symphonic variation on the theme of love. Family love, parental love, brotherly love, sisterly love, sexual love. Love flouted, love refused, love suppressed, love unrequited. King Lear is about family, about fathers and their children, about children and their fathers. There are two fathers in the play, Lear and Gloucester, one with three daughters, the other with two sons. Both receive a brutal education in parental love. Both are made to see through blindness, real and metaphorical. The play moves with a vertiginous speed, descending breathlessly into disaster, which gives it a plausible familiarity. We've all sat down to a family meal that has declined from geniality to savagery before the pudding's been put on the table. And it ends with a domestic holocaust, the stage piled with the corpses of the whole family. What have we learned? That our fate lies in ourselves. What's the play about? It's about being alive and becoming dead. About the smell of mortality and the mystery of things. About being human.
King Lear by William Shakespeare. With Corin Redgrave as King Lear, Geraldine James as Goneril, Keke Markham as Regan, Justine...